Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Direct Support Professional Recognition Week.
Yes,
say
it
that
is.
In one breath.
I mean, you just did. Professional.
DSP yes. is how it's abbreviated by those in that profession. And for those who have loved ones who are cared for by direct support professional, what does that mean? What is a direct support professional? Who better to help us answer that question than our friends at Bethesda Lutheran Communities? Joining us today, Kathy Smith. She's regional director for Bethesda. Kathy, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Well, thank you for having me, and what a great week to be doing this with DSP Week. It's a time that we take to just give extra thanks to our staff for the work that they do with the people that we serve at Bethesda.
Also joining us today, Jim Wendell. He's a direct support professional. Jim, thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Well, it's my privilege, and I'm honored to serve the people at Bethesda Lutheran Communities and represent them on your show.
Kathy, how are direct support professionals important? How are they important to the work of Bethesda Lutheran Communities?
Well, DSPs are the backbone to our organization. They are the people that engage and work directly with the people we support to help them live the life they want, to help them meet personal goals, and just to be there for whatever their needs are.
And for those of us who don't actually know what direct support professionals are, or DSPs, what roles do direct support professionals take?
They take many different roles. So when they're working with the people that they support, they're actually, for the homes in the St. Louis area, we're providing residential services at this time. So the staff are actually working in the homes with them. And that can be working on skills to teach cooking, cleaning the house, everything that you and I need to do in our own homes. Those are things that the DSPs do with the people we support. They also take them out in the community, so they're providing transportation to activities, doctor's appointments, to jobs if people have community jobs. They are there to be their friend, to listen to them, to assist with medication passes. The list really goes on and on for what all of their responsibilities are.
So these people, this is very important work for the people that they work with to help them lead their lives. What difference does that make for the people that Bethesda serves to have these DSPs work with them day in and day out?
It makes a huge difference. And I think, you know, I listed all the things that they have to do, but the most important thing that a DSP does for the people we support is to build relationships with them. Not everybody has a family, so we're their family. The DSPs are their family. If they're sick, if they're feeling down, it's somebody to listen to them. It's someone to go out and do fun things with. So the relationships are really what it boils down to and what's important here.
Jim, paint a picture for us. What does a typical day look like for you as a direct support professional?
Well, each day is dynamic. That's one of the parts of this field that attracted me and has kept me in it, because each day you come in the door is a fresh new day, and you're met with challenges. You may experience an individual who's had one of their worst days, and on the flip side, they may have experienced one of their best days. We're there throughout the spectrum of their day. And when Kathy said that we are the backbone of the organization, it's not only that, we're the heart for the people that we serve. We're miracle workers is what I always say, and it's not that's not in a job description anywhere, but it's just such a blessing in this field. I feel like as a DSP, you will get back more than you can ever give to the people that you serve. there are just so many rewards, and there are challenges. But when you work as a team, because it takes a village for success, and when you're all on the same page, working together as a team and helping support these individuals who are people just like you and I, we encourage their choices. We encourage their independence. We encourage the relationships, just as Kathy said. You know, they fall in love. They break up. We support them through that. We support them on outings, everything from trips to Branson, Missouri, to weekly Bible studies class. We support their spiritual beliefs and transport them to their congregations. We do a lot. We help them with their finances. We help them with house cleaning, helping them learn, being patient, advocating for them, providing their medications, making sure that they have healthy lives, just like we have.
So how much would you say is, how much of your time is teaching skills? I'm sure that varies from person to person, from individual to individual, but how much would you say is time teaching those life skills as opposed to providing support for those who can't to carry out those skills themselves?
Well, I treat each day that we're teaching at all times. We have what we call our radars on for any change of condition, any change of mood. We have to be prepared to support them in any way we can. It's a challenging position. However, as I said, the people we serve, they are all individuals. When I got into this field and people are labeled, and you go into this thinking all people with disabilities are the same, and they are not. First of all, they are just underdeserved because they're smarter than what we think. And each day you might be providing more supports to an individual than on another day. And in their homes, they are allowed free time. It is their house. You know, if they want to watch TV, you sit and watch a movie with them. We have Cardinal fans, you know, so I have an individual that calls me on a daily basis from another home to get updates on the Cardinals. We talk about who's pitching, what the score is, what happened last night, or wow, did you see that? So it's engaging the people. And in our area, we encourage all our homes. We get together on birthdays. We celebrate that. They get together at dances, bowling, softball games. They go to proms. And just to show that the connection that we have with our corporate office, because we operate in so many states, and it's hard to control that. It's, trying to make sure that everybody's on the same page and we communicate with each other. But the corporate office has a Dollars for Denim program that they will focus on an area and collect money, and they're allowed to wear jeans on a Friday, and if they donate money for a specific cause. So our area recently was just blessed with the donations from our corporate office, which allowed the people in our South County area homes to attend the Skyline Dinner Cruise on the riverfront, which was just beautiful. It was just an amazing evening. And one individual that we serve who would just go with the flow and never really expresses himself or what he likes or doesn't like, and then would just kind of be flexible to anything. When this idea came up, he verbalized, a dinner cruise, that sounds fun. And that's what it's all about.
It sounds like such a unique way to serve other people. What is the greatest joy for you in this industry and in this position that you're able to serve these people that you work with?
It's just provided me that I was at a place where I worked behind a desk. I had a master's degree in business administration, making some good money. But at some point, I just did not feel fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I resigned from that position. I had to do some soul searching. I prayed to God. I said, Lord, help me, provide me the direction that I need to go. And it was actually a pastor's wife who recommended getting into this field. And that was 15 years ago. And this is where my heart is. This was the calling that I feel God provided me.
What have you found to be your greatest joy in this career as a direct support professional?
Oh, just the relationships with the people I support. They've become my second family. Direct support professionals, it's a 24/7 type of support. We work on holidays. We work weekends. We work in all weather. We may have to drive in the snow to get to a home, and we may be stuck there for 2 or 3 days with the people we serve because no one else can come in, and you don't want to leave when there's 12 inches of snow on the ground. But we do that. We make those sacrifices. There's direct support professionals who are single parents who work 3 jobs to make ends meet. There's direct support professionals who are working overtime. They work free time. They provide out-of-pocket expenses just to help people who deserve but don't have the resources that we have financially. And we help them in that respect as well, even if it's going out to buy a soda or an ice cream cone. But that's what it's all about. But I feel like even that, when you give and you get so much more in return, I just feel so blessed.
Kathy, for the person listening right now who is learning about this, a career of caring for others, tell us more about career opportunities for direct support professionals with Bethesda Lutheran Communities.
Sure. We are continually seeking people that have giving hearts, that are patient, that are creative spirits to join our team as a DSP in our homes. So we have a list of available employment opportunities. If you go to our website and go to the careers page, you will see those listed there. And that website is www.bethesdalc.org.
So BethesdaLC.org, and you can find careers and opportunities to serve there. Kathy, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. Kathy Smith is Regional Director for Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Kathy, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having us. This has been fun, and we hope to reach people in the St. Louis area. As I mentioned before, we're always looking for great new staff to bring on board.
Jim Windel, Direct Support Professional with Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Jim, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Well, Andy and Sarah, it was a really privilege. As I said, I appreciate your support.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.